this evening for the first time after questions were raised about how quickly water rescue teams learned about flooding inside District Dogs, the doggy daycare where 10 dogs died early last week. We are now hearing from the head of D.C.'s 911 system.
The director and the city's fire chief spoke with reporters this afternoon. Our Mike Murillo was there and joins us live with more. Mike, so what did we learn? Was it more finger pointing in all this?
Oh, hold on a second, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions that were raised about the response that day of the flooding last Monday. And among them were water crews who self-dispatched. Taking you back to that day, D.C. Fire self-dispatched to Rhode Island Avenue because cars were trapped in the water. But how quickly did they learn about what was going on inside District Dogs, where people, the dog handlers, along with the dogs, were trapped inside? We're learning this afternoon that, well, it took about 16 minutes for those fire crews to learn about the actual situation inside the doggy daycare. In fact, we're still unsure whether they just saw it happening or they got the dispatch 16 minutes later, because some people on the scene saw firefighters see one of the people emerge from the building. So that's one question that remains. But we also learned that they didn't make entry that day till 23 minutes after the first 911 call came in. Let me explain those 911 calls. There were three of them. The first two were from managers who were not at District Dogs. They were outside the area watching what happened and was taking place on a webcam. The third call came from inside District Dogs. So what we saw here is they're not calling it a misclassification, but the first two calls, because they weren't there, were classified as water leaks. And so that didn't rise to the level of a dispatcher putting that out over the radio for the firefighters to hear. Instead, it was put in a computer system that, you know, when they're doing water rescues, those firefighters weren't necessarily looking at their computer at the time. So that is what may have led to this delay. Essentially, should this call have been elevated is now the question. And the city saying this is pretty much just an unprecedented situation, and they didn't have a classification for that.
Mike, has the city admitted any fault here? And if so, are changes coming?
Yeah, they said that they are not, well, they're not admitting fault. They gave their sympathies to the families, but are not admitting fault. Instead, they said there may be some issues with the process used here in responding and reacting to these sort of calls. So now they've told dispatchers and call takers. It's important to note, too, that when you call 911, first you talk to a call taker, then that information is relayed to a dispatcher who tells the first responders what's going on. So they say there could be some work, there will be some work in those areas to make processes work differently. So if there is another situation, they elevate it correctly. But really, they're stopping short of any saying they had any fault here. And as for the fire chief, John Donnelly, he says their quick reaction to this and what they'll do now.
While we weren't aware of the other problems, maybe one of the things our team is thinking about for the future is how do we more rapidly on the scene do an assessment and identify the hazards.
As for Heather McFadden, who heads OUC.
Strengthening our commitment to relaying that information verbally over the radio is something that we will be doing in the future, and a commitment that the chief and I have made.
But again, still lots of questions remain, and we're still pushing for those answers. Live outside Wilson Building in the downtown D.C., Mike Murillo, WTOP News.